Honor your vows to the Lord. Faithfulness, honor, and integrity. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said. Numbers 30, verse 2. I remember the conversation vividly. I had confided to a fellow brother in Christ my struggle with the idea of honoring a $250,000 building campaign pledge that I made to the church I attended before Karen and I were married. Since we joined another church, I had mixed feelings about paying the pledge. My friend advised me that it was not necessary, as people changed churches and changed their mind all the time. It was, in essence, no big deal. As I drove home, I reflected on his comments. When I came in, I told Karen what my friend had said, and her reaction was, like mine, shock and disbelief. We sat down together and pulled various verses on this subject. The verse you just heard stared me in the face. Suddenly, the confusion vanished. It was clear what we had to do, honor the pledge to God. As I sorted out my feelings about this conversation with my friend, I realized I was hurt and angry, and that he had given me advice that was contrary to God's word. Several weeks later, over breakfast with my friend and his wife in a discussion about giving, I listened to comments that directly contradicted God's word. This time, I was able to control my emotions, no more anger or resentment. Now, I felt an even stronger desire to live according to God's word. More importantly, the Holy Spirit showed me we are all on a journey. I repented and prayed for grace for my friend and his wife. I remembered that on this journey of faith, sometimes we all succeed and sometimes we fail. Child of God, it is our steadfast determination to continue to be obedient and faithful, to run the race of faith with expectant hope, courage, honor, and integrity that counts. Lord, thank you for giving me the desire to live according to your word in everything I do. Holy Spirit, teach me to be faithful in all things. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.